Okay, I just want to make, we've got a few more minutes. I want to make the point, going back to Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 4. Remember, we just read the first part of that verse. I'm going to read the second part. I'm going to read the first part and the second part. Marriage is honorable, or to be held in honor, among all, and the bed undefiled. But fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. The point I'm making here is that when we step out of the boundaries that God has established, there are going to be consequences. God is going to judge people who live immoral lives. This is not something to play with. This is not something to minimize. This is a reality from the Word of God. And you and I know, we know that out of this context, in the world, this is rampant. We know it's rampant. People don't, I mean, they don't believe the Bible. But I think it's really important for us to realize how serious this is. God will judge. Turn to 1 Corinthians 6 again. A few points there quickly. We've covered most of what, in fact, almost everything that I had on my list in terms of that. But I just want to go over some points in 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 again. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? And listen to this little phrase. Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. Remember Genesis chapter 3? Satan is a liar. And he's lying to all of mankind, including us. Do not be deceived. Sexual immorality is a very serious thing. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers. No, this is interesting. I have the New King James, and I believe it says the next two words, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites. Now, I don't have the other translations here, but when I read that up, it was like one says something about effeminate, one being making yourself like a man being a woman or something like that. I was blown away to think that back then, you had the transgender, it seems as if you had the transgender people sort of back then too. Verse 10, listen to this. Nor thieves. Interestingly, not only are those the sexual immoral, but look at this. Thieves, we don't talk about that. If you are a thief, if you are covetous, if you are a drunkard, alcohol, if you abuse alcohol, and that takes control of your life, just like sexual immorality. Let me make the point clear. Yes, we live in a culture where everybody's drinking. Professionally. People drink like anything else. So if you are given to alcohol, it's in the same list. It's in the same list. Drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, if you're a crook, will inherit the kingdom of God. As Brother Tim, I think, pointed out, this is beautiful, folks. Verse 11, there is hope. But such were. Let me make the point. Yes, we may have done that before we were saved. Yes, that's true. We may have had these tendencies, and it may still be, obviously, in the flesh. There's a temptation. But you were, such were some of you, but you were washed. You were sanctified. You were set apart. But you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. I believe, and this is something that's so precious to Christianity, that God, the Holy Spirit, is living in your body and my body. If we are truly born from above, if we are simply outwardly professing to be Christians, that's not true. But if you are truly born again, if I am truly born again, the Spirit of God lives inside of us. And it says it, I think, later in the same chapter, that this body is the temple of the Spirit of God. And He is God living in us who can give us the power. Galatians chapter 5, if we walk in the Spirit, We will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So he enables us to overcome these things. He enables us, not me. He helps us. He enables us. Verse 19 is what we were referring to. I think I said, do you not know that your body is a temple? And when I say do you not know, it's like, it should be obvious. It's like, you ought to know this. This is why we're having this. You need to know your body contains, the Spirit of God dwells in your body. And I could go on. Actually, I will end on, not end, but I just want to make a point. Revelation chapter 21. This is so serious. I want us to really take this seriously. Because we live in a culture that does not. And you may well, because we are all affected by the culture. I don't care who we are. Revelation 21 verse 8. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. There's a serious consequence to living immoral lives. There's a serious consequence to living immoral lives.
I'd just like to, I'd like to go back to 1 Corinthians 6 to that. The thought where he says, but you were washed, you were sanctified, and you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of God. This takes us back to Sunday where we began. Because this takes us back as believers, it takes us back to origin, purpose, morality, and destiny. It takes us back, now that was in connection to creation, but as a believer, we have a new origin. And so this takes us back to that origin in Christ. We have a, as a believer, we have a new purpose. Our bodies are the temple of the Spirit of God. As a believer, we have a new morality. We don't live according to the world's morality that's being given to us and forced to us, and we feel uncomfortable, and we're getting to the point where we feel like a minority in that morality. But still, we beat to a different drum. And then the lastly is the destiny. What Brother Sam just read in Revelation, that's not us. That's not those that have put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, who've been washed by his precious blood. We have a new, another destiny. And so keeping that in mind, keeping all that in mind, origin, purpose, morality, destiny, what manner of man ought you to be? What manner of woman ought you to be? And so it's a beautiful challenge for us here today to leave here knowing that we are different. And the power to live this out is not our power. It's the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the power to live this out is in the power of the Spirit of God, as Sam was mentioning.